Nolte, disgraced CNN CEO says network nowhere near ready for the future. By John Nolte on October 10, 2023. CNN's latest chief executive, the disgraced Mark Thompson, who has been credibly accused of looking the other way as BBC star Jimmy Savile raped children, says CNN is nowhere near ready for the future. On his first day on the job, Thompson released a video message to his left-wing staff full of interesting tidbits. Per the Wall Street Journal, Thompson said conventional TV, meaning cable TV, can no longer define us. For most people under retirement age, the first place they turn for news is their phones, not their TVs, he said. And news players who can't or won't respond to that revolution risk losing their audience and their business. TV is vital, and there's urgent work to do there, especially as we rebuild prime time, he added. But TV is also too dominant at CNN and digital too marginal. He also told CNN's far-left staffers not to second-guess ourselves or get distracted by complicated arguments about balance or what taboo-tism or false equivalency. Let's cover political news proportionately and fairly, but not be frightened of our own shadows. I think we all know what that means. Let's out MSNBC MSNBC. Here is the most interesting quote. As we rebuild prime time. Ooh, what does that mean? How exactly does Jimmy Savile's credibly accused enabler plan to rebuild CNN primetime? Granted, I've never run the BBC or the New York Times or palled around with a serial child rapist. But I can assure Mr. Thompson that unless he eradicates the faces polluting his primetime schedule, he will be rebuilding on mud. There is no saving CNN without removing the smug, thoroughly discredited, humorless, self-regarding pricks who sit in the anchor chair. CNN is a product. The face of CNN's product is like the face of any product. How many rolls of toilet paper would Charmin sell if Mr. Whipple was a dick? How many hamburgers would McDonald's sell if Ronald McDonald was a preening scold and proven liar? Folks, never forget that this is CNN. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The beauty is that this is all BS. Thompson is not going to do anything to fix CNN primetime. Why? Because I know, and he knows, CNN is doomed as a television network. No one watches CNN. CNN Plus already proved CNN has no chance of surviving as a standalone streaming service. And the affirmative action of cable/satellite TV that has kept CNN alive for the last 10 years is coming to a fast end. So all that talk about TV is just that, talk. As a TV enterprise, CNN will soon be what it deserves to be. Parsley on the plate of the Max streaming service. A free add-on no one watches. Something that floats around the ether is forgotten as space junk. As far as pushing the digital end, CNN is not the New York Times. Jimmy Savile's credibly accused enabler saved the New York Times through digital subscriptions because people are used to subscribing to the New York Times. But what Thompson couldn't do at the New York Times was return the discredited outlet to its former place as a national influence. All Thompson did was hand the dog, the Times, to the tail, the Times's readers. The Times once set the national conversation. Those days are long over. All the Times does now is tell its far-left readers what they want to hear. Sure, he saved the paper, but only as a boutique newsletter for hysterical white women. CNN Plus already proved that no one, not even hysterical white women, is willing to pay for CNN directly. So how many will pony up for CNN.com subscriptions to get the latest exclusive on Donald Trump's penis from Jake Tapper? John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available at Amazon, including Kindle and Audible.